Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its very best. So we are bringing you the best in relationship talk and music radio. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, we're in the house tonight. We want to thank all of those of us who are listening live, as well as those who will be listening on the archive. Sadie, we're almost at, I think, 14,000 or 15,000 listeners. Is that amazing or what?
In 4 months.
In 4 months.
Do the math.
We're doing our thing. We're doing our thing, Sadie.
No, before we go forward, though, I don't mean, like, you know, go left field, but I heard you say raw tonight like you've never said raw before.
I figured I'd try a little bit of a different opening, you know, real relevant and raw. Well, we make it raw, but we don't make it raunchy. Listen, you know how we do. We got to have fun, you know, and we call this edutainment. That's not an original concept. I think it was KRS-One who originally coined that phrase, I would say probably in the late 80s, early 90s. But, you know, we like to have a good time. We enjoy the camaraderie, you and I. We enjoy the conversation. And yet we also want to make sure that we educate the people. And with that in mind, let me do this. Let me give us our guest call. If you want to call in and comment, please call 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Tonight's topic is, what is real love? And Sadie, it's interesting because as I was thinking about the topic tonight, the initial thought came to mind. I said to myself, and maybe it was my descent into pessimism for just a moment. I said to myself, are people really looking for real love, or is it more of a romantic free-for-all? You know, that song back in the 70s, you know, if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Are people seriously and really looking for love? Are they looking for real love, or is that some type of fantasy notion? Now, both you and I know that there are those who are looking for real love, and that's the audience that we're directing the show to tonight. What do you think? Are people really looking for real love?
I think people are looking for it, but I think they're not open to it. You know, sometimes you're looking for something and it's standing right in front of you, but you're not open to see that that's what it is. You have this precognition of what it is, but there it is. That's what it is. You know, like Santa Claus. We're so busy looking for Santa Claus. He's right in front of us, sleeping with us every night, and we don't realize that Santa Claus is not in the North Pole. He's right in front of us. And I think that's the same thing with real love. People are looking for it, but they fail to recognize it for what it is.
Wow, see, so we have an opportunity tonight, Sadie, to really help people to understand what real love is. And I would say, as I thought about it, love for themselves, because I really think at this stage in my life, if I don't love myself, I really don't know how to love another. So what it means to love oneself, what it means to engage in real love for oneself, what it means to engage in real love for another. And like you're saying, once we found it, what do we do to keep it? So with that in mind, say, let's go to this first song. Happens to be entitled Real Love by Mary J. Blige. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Real Love by Mary J. Blige. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my wonderful, phenomenal co-host,
Sadie Shar.
We are in the house tonight, and tonight's topic is what is real love. We wanted to jump off, or should I say start off, the night with that song, celebrating the show topic. And Sadie, you know, I was on Facebook posting for the show just a few moments ago, and I happened to have misplaced, oh, here it is. I will not say who wrote it, but someone posted in his news feed this, and I'm going to read it as is, so excuse the language, but I got to read it as is. It says this: real girls stay, hoes come and go, little boys play around, real men settle down. Wow. Maybe should I read that again?
Woo!
Real girls stay, hoes come and go, little boys play around, real men settle down. Maybe that encapsulates the pics or illustrates what it means, what real love means. Real girls stay and real men settle down.
Right.
Is that something or what?
That's right.
Hey, you know, and really, I think, Sadie, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, that there are people who are looking for real love. There was a country song back in the day, I would say probably in the 80s, and I'm definitely dating myself. And I think there was this movie by John Travolta, and I forget who else played in this particular movie, but there was a song by the Charlie Daniels Band, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Right? And so tonight, what we want to do is help people for those who want to find real love, to be properly oriented toward real love. It's like having that GPS, and we punch in the address that we want to drive to, and it charts the course to get us where we want to go, right? And even if we make a wrong turn, it recalibrates and recalculates and reformats and takes us where we have to go. So we want to help people also, I think, who are staring real love in the face but do not know that real love is right before them. So let's get this party started.
I am.
You going to set it off, Sadie Sharp? I feel your energy coming back.
Yeah, you feel it. I am officially ready to set it off.
Uh oh. Set it off, Ma.
You know what? And I'm gonna say it like this. See, my thoughts are coming and go, but let me hold on to this one real quick.
Mhm.
Real love is not finding the perfect mate or the perfect relationship. It's finding a partner willing to build the perfect relationship.
Yeah.
Meaning,
mm-hmm.
Real love is equivalent to purchasing land. Land is equivalent to the partnership. And then you make your own layout of what your relationship will be like, and then you build it together.
You know, Sadie, so, while you're talking, I'm taking notes because I like what you're saying. Go ahead, keep talking.
So you find the land. The land is that partner, but there's no house on it because your perfect relationship cannot be predetermined if you have not met that person yet. So you build that partnership and say, okay, now what is it that we're going to create here? We are going to create our hypothesis of what a perfect relationship is, because whoever the two are, that house is not going to be exactly the same as the next house.
Sadie, I agree. And, you know, I think it was the show before the last show, Should Men Be the Only Ones to Propose, although we harmonized, if you will, like in singing, we basically approached that particular topic from two different sides of the fence, and you know, we didn't agree, and that's okay. I have to say at the outset of this show that I concur with you 100%. I love how you put it. That's why I took notes. I wrote it down. Finding the partner who is willing to build the perfect relationship, and what perfection is in your relationship is going to be different from what perfection is in my relationship, in John's, Jane's, and Susan's relationship. So, but that's
exactly
that's the foundation, right?
That's why you got to create your own blueprint. You got to find a partner and create your blueprint. What does your house look like? What does your relationship look like? No two relationships are going to be the same, but here's, okay, so that's the first step. The second step is we have to realize that life is a process, and everything we do in life is a process. From conception to birth is a process. From birth to one to two to preteens, to teen, to young adult, to middle age, to, you know, senior citizen, is all a process. So everything in life is a process. And those processes are there to teach us. Now, the first relationship formed is that between mother and child. That's the first relationship one experiences. Before you even take your first breath, the first relationship one experiences or forms here on this earth is that between mother and child. That relationship is relevant to how one is supposed to build their relationship with their significant other and anyone else that they want in their life.
How so?
Now,
how so?
Because if you go on my website, I've been swearing by this statement since I've been a relationship coach. Anything outside of love is just an illusion. If you're not loving, then you're delusional. And if you claim you love a person and you're not doing anything other than loving them, you're living in an illusion. Your brain is bringing things to the forefront and imagining things that don't really exist. You're becoming delusional. Why? Because a mother's love for a child is her child. It's consistent and consists of no illusions. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about these fake mothers out here. I'm talking about real mothers. No matter what that child does, once that mother decides to bear that child and bring that child into the world, her love is unconditional. Whether that child gets in trouble, whether that child becomes ill, and even in circumstances when the children do the parents wrong, that mother is more likely to forgive that child. Regardless, that mother will never see that child as a murderer, as a stripper, as anything negative. The first thing that mother will always see that child as is her baby. When you make the decision to love someone, you must always see them with how you chose to love them, not with the actions that they commit. You experienced that relationship of mother-child love because that was your first example of how you were supposed to love those that you choose to commit to love. But we don't do that.
See, the problem...
We don't do that.
I'm going to tell you, Sadie, the problem occurs when the child did not have that foundational love. They didn't know what it meant to bond with that mother, right? To receive that nurturing from that mother, to, let's bring the father in, for example, to have that stability. And I'm not saying that the only stability in the family is with the male and the female. Don't get me wrong. I think it's the ideal. I think ideally, I'm a single parent every other week. I think ideally it takes two people to raise a child. However, of course, one can do it. So I think what you're getting at is we have to have had the right process to be able to give real love. You know, it's almost
they didn't have the right process. There are some that are without the process, Michael. But that is a decision right there.
All right,
to love someone like that is a decision. I don't care what your past is. Make the decision today to love that person unconditional and be with them.
All right, now let me just play devil's advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I agree with you. Hear what I'm saying? I agree with you. I got to play devil's advocate. All right, make a decision to love that person unconditionally. Let me say yes. The devil's advocate position is this. What if I never felt or experienced unconditional love? How do I then give it if I don't, if I've never had
it? You do like everything else. You research it. What is unconditional love? We just told you. It's the love that a mother has for a child. The 100% mother, the average mother, not these fake mothers. We're talking about a real mother. We're talking about anything outside of love is just an illusion. If you choose to love somebody and you do anything other than loving them, you're not honoring your commitment. People get hung up on so many things that just don't freaking matter. They don't matter. And that's why partnerships don't have the separation rate that divorce does. Because, you know, Michael, one of the reasons people are forced to face each other when they get married, one of the reasons you have to turn and look at each other is because that person is going to be your mirror the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. O-M-G. Sadie, listen, I'm not trying to make light of what you say. You're right. You're 100% right. I want to do this because you've tapped on some. Hold that thought. I've got to play this next song. We're going to come back because I think we need to also approach this from the perspective of someone who maybe has never found real love. We're getting a caller. Caller, I hope you can hear us. Hold on. We're going to take a song. We're going to come back. We're going to take our caller, and we're going to continue with this topic, what is real love. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
In the heart of the city, this way you told me. Be put over 100, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UBC. Sitting in a taxi cab with daddy roaming the streets. Seven hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear it, all the American teas. This old six, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys to seven, you don't get the beef. Make one, get the pizza, get the peace. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every bird, I got superb balance. From the city that made me, love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and on. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worse, give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough, just a touch, baby. What you think, baby? It's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, hey, damn, what's up? Give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough. Touch, baby. Baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, hey, thing. In the end, love, love, love. City gets cold. As you reach for your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis's, I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homie see the bottle float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Woman in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't see stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams. Let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. Tell us to never tell it until it's dead. How could you blame us, envy? We do the same thing for a living, know the same niggas, but they all commend me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a fuck about opinion. And probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics. Since I'm supposedly propaganda to politicians.
Only time.
Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Shar.
Sadie, let me bring on this caller who's been holding for a little while now.
Hello.
Caller, good evening. You are, thank
good
you
evening.
For holding on.
Good
You're
evening.
You're listening to Real Relevant Raw? Yes. How are
great
you?
Great show. Very good,
thank
very
you.
Good. My name is Stanley. I'm
Stanley?
Listening to what you're saying. For me, the thing is, if we want to talk about real love, the thing I didn't hear from any of you two is you got to first learn how to love yourself first before you even go to a relationship. Because how can you, because I wanted to answer that question when you said, how can I give unconditional love to somebody if I don't know it? You can't. You got to know how to love yourself first and believe in your mind and your heart that you are special, that you're worth it, that you're great first. Greatness brings greatness. If you don't believe you're great, you're not going to bring it. You're going to be there's people who are takers and givers. If you want to be a giver, you got to first love yourself and give the energy that you have inside of you to another person. You got to be a giving person. You got to be saying to that person, I love you very much, and I'm going to give the best of me. I'm not going to give expecting you to give back. I'm going to give because it makes me feel good, and I don't need I appreciate if you do give, but I'm not expecting you because I'm going to bring the best of me to you. Now, what you do about it, the other person, is your own thing. But you got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did everything that I needed to do with that person to make them feel special, wanted, and everything. The other part is their responsibility. You can't have it.
Stanley,
you got to first go ahead.
Exactly. No, Stanley, I agree with you. It's interesting. We're definitely going to deal in detail with the fact that one must love oneself. But I agree with you, Stanley. So, Sadie, did you want to comment or ask Stanley a question?
Yeah, I just want to tell Stanley that he is certified. RRR, Real Relevant and Raw. That is some good advice that you just gave there, Stanley. I want to, you know, I'm not going to admit it, but I could have said it good myself, but you said it even better. That is good stuff. Thank you so much for calling in. I needed to hear that.
No problem.
No problem. Stanley, thank you for calling in. Feel free to
thank
continue
you.
Listening to the show, and feel free to
thank
call
you.
In again.
No problem. Thank
have
you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Sadie, that was good stuff, right?
Yeah, that was serious right there. He laid it on thick.
He laid it on thick, and he you could tell he was passionate about what he was saying, and I think Sadie, our content evokes that kind of passion. Remember Mr. Solutions a couple of weeks ago? Remember that conversation?
Do I want to remember Mr. Solutions?
Of course you want to remember Mr. Solutions.
Mr. Solutions told me bow down, sat down.
You know, hey, Mr. Solutions, listen, if you're listening in tonight, call in, man. We want to hear from you again. We appreciate your candor. We appreciate what you had to share. Listen, even if it was a bit of a disagreement, that's okay, because you know what? We're all individuals. So Sadie, one of the things.
Mr. Solutions, I need a good argument. I got some things I need to get off my chest.
We're waiting for you. We are calling out Mr. Solutions on Real Relevant and Raw tonight. You know,
right, now that I called out Mr. Solutions, I want to call you out, Michael.
What'd I do?
I'm calling out Lions. Wait a minute, Michael, you're a Leo. Don't you have a birthday? Like, is it July or August?
August. My birthday is Sunday, Ma. Yo, my birthday is Sunday, 49 years young, feeling good. I think most of the time looking good, enjoying myself, enjoying life, enjoying Real Relevant Raw. Another year.
Do you, Michael? Do you? But anyway, hey. So happy birthday to my partner.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll just call you out for a quick second. Before we went to a commercial, you talked about finding real love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like that.
All right, so let me delve into that. Okay.
Let me tell you.
You're gonna call me out. Talk to me. All right.
Before you go to a song on me again.
All right.
Tell you why. Because you don't find love, you build love.
Now say that again.
You don't find love, you build love. You commit to love. You don't walk in and all of a sudden love is just there and existing and you enjoy it. You put work into it. You create it. You and your partner are its foundation. You are its being. You are its life. When you find something, it's there. It's existing already. Love doesn't exist.
Yeah, I like that. And I think, I'll just use the word semantic. I think that it's semantic because you're right. You don't stumble onto it. I mean, some people talk about love at first sight. I mean, I'm not going to discount that. One of the things under quote unquote finding real love for me is you have to know what it is. And the other thing is, and this is what you're saying, you have to commit to the quest. Because you're right, it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that you build. It's something that takes work. It's something that takes time. It's something that takes effort. Sometimes there's failure.
Let me tell you why I don't believe in love at first sight.
All right, tell me why.
I don't believe in love at first sight because love is never ending. Love does not end. Okay? Even if you're married to someone and you divorce them,
mm-hmm.
you may no longer be in love with them, but you still love them. When you love a person, you never stop loving them. You may not want to be with them anymore. You may even not be able to tolerate being in the same room with them. But that's called, I love you. That's called, I love you, but I don't like you.
I love you, but I hate you.
You can love a person but not like a person, okay?
People do that
with ex-wives and ex-husbands all the time. But the difference is you know you love them. Well, you really love them when you still love them when it's over and you still want the best for them. You wish them no harm.
Wow, that's good.
Okay, now, love at first sight, that's really complicated. You know, there's an exception to every single rule out there, okay?
Mm.
So all of you who say, you know, I know one couple fell in love, met each other, and married each other in 6 weeks.
Really? They're still together?
They just hit their 18-year anniversary. They knew in 6 weeks, I got the right one here, baby. Uh-huh. And, I mean, come on. I don't care if they break up in their 24th year. They have the right one. But at some point, they stopped building. The house might have needed some additions on it and some work, and they decided not to do the maintenance. But they did have the right one. You made it 18 years of marriage. At some point, you had the right one, but at some point, somebody stopped working.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate you calling me out, Teddy, because it forced me to clarify the term that I used. You know, and so I want to thank you for that. I want to turn to something that Stanley said. Loving self first. I agree with that. And let me back up and just comment on what you just said about love at first sight. I think Sadie, there are exceptions to every rule, and this particular couple that you just talked about, obviously they're the exception to the rule. I mean, rare is it the person who sees someone fall for that person, quote unquote, 6 weeks later they get married and they're still together after 18 years, right? We're dealing with the rule, not the exception. You know what I mean? And what you're saying is true. It is a process. And anybody listening right now, you're listening, you'll be listening to the archive, it's a process. It's a quest. It doesn't happen overnight.
Thank you, Michael, for taking us back to what Stanley said. You're exactly right. Stanley said that you first have to love yourself before you can love anyone else because you attract what you are. Sometimes I think that loving someone at first sight is a combination of being pleased by what you see, because what you see is what you are. So you kind of already have a feel for what that person is because it's all that you've worked to become.
Wow, I like that. We attract, listen, so everybody who's listening right now, listen to what Sadie just said. We attract what we are. And I'll be honest, Sadie, I know that's true. I know that's a spiritual principle. It's a cosmic principle. I don't understand the mechanism. I'll be honest. And listen, if you understand the mechanism, I'm willing to learn from you right now. I don't understand the mechanism. I know it's the truth. So if somebody's out here listening and you are attracting nothing but unfaithful men or women, well, then what is there a part of you that is like that? On the other hand, if you attract professional men and women, right, then evidently that's part of the energy that you are giving off. So let me step back. Let's talk about this thing, loving yourself first. For me, first and foremost, you have to accept who you are. That doesn't mean that you don't want to change certain parts of who you are, but like Stanley said, there has to be a fundamental accepting of who you are, the good, the bad, and if it applies, the ugly. You got to start from that perspective. And then you have to commit to achieving your own highest good. There's certain things that are just not good for us that we still engage in. And I'm not talking about moral versus immoral. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about certain things that we engage in that we know is not healthy for us. Certain relationships are not healthy for us, but we still engage in them. So we got to get to that point where we are 110% committed to achieving our own highest good. And then for me, you got to take care of yourself. You got to engage in that self-care. Stress will kill you quicker than cancer, obviously. So you got to engage in those self-care kinds of things that enable you to be the best you can be so that you can achieve what you need to achieve. Sadie, what do you think about that? How do we love ourselves?
I agree with that 100%. But you know what? I want to say this, touching more on that as you track what you are, because you're pointing that out, and, you know, I'm going to ride on that a little bit. Bottom line, you're shooting pool with someone who you never shot pool before with. Where I'm going with this is people like to be around people who are like them, period. People like to be around people who are like them. That's why when you take a sales training class, first thing they teach you is how to mimic the person's behavior to make them what? Comfortable with you. Right? Because people what? Like to be around people who are like them and who are running on the same energy that they are. That's one, right? Okay, so now people like to be around people who are like them. Here's how you attract what you are. What you become, you'll want to be around and will want to be around you. So if you become a highly motivated individual who has goals, motive, and are focused, then you in turn will like to be around characters of the same, and characters of the same will like to be around you.
I like that.
You are not motivated, depressed, and negative. You will not want to be around people who have goals, who are motivated and focused, because it will cause something inside of you to turn and feel indifferent. So that's why the first step in building love is, like Stanley said, starting with yourself, because what you are is what you will attract and what you will be comfortable around and what will be comfortable around you. So there's two sayings that match that. People like to be around people who are like them. tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are.
Mm. Setting it off, Sadie Sharp. You're setting it off. You know what? You're breaking it down. So I just want to play one more song before the show ends. And the show, we got about 20 minutes, so when we come back, we'll be able to continue this conversation. Sadie, I got to play Mr. Vegas, Broke It Down, bringing some reggae into the mix tonight. You're listening to Real Relevant.
Yo, he's the most big God. Girls, am I gonna like you?
This is the dancing move, your way flying. Every girl of your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. When the real good as them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see how you whine. That get you mad, cause you want every dime. Cause funny, baby. Broke it on. But I no complain, see ya complain. Cause she love it in a winter, love it in a summer. Want it when it's sun and rain. Me give back the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In a the wee hours of the morning, she no rampy annoy me. She said she want broke a piece of it, because the nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says the physically fit, and she no ramp with it. So me say, Broke it on. Expression them a conqueror. Shana a the advancer. Toko him no exotic dancer. Teach him out love to place dancer. Them a gyal a want rough for you. Keep say the gyal them just a cuff him up. Them a gyal a just a touch me up. Head to panic a want broke me tough. Broke it on. When the real good of them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see all your whine. And that get you mad cause you want every dime. Catch funny, baby. Broke it on.
That was Mr. Vegas, Broke It Down, bringing some reggae into the house this evening. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Block Talk Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship talk and music. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Shar.
Listen, let me give everybody that guest call-in number one more time. If you want to be like Stanley tonight and call in and comment and ask the question of Sadie or I, you can call this number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Let me just say one more thing. We want to invite you to become a follower of the show. You can go to our show page at www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button and you will be a follower of the show. And also, if you want to send us a message, maybe you have a relationship question that you did not want to call in to ask, that you want an answer to, all you have to do is go to our show page. Right below the follow button is the message button. We check our messages on a regular basis, so if you message us, we promise to get back to you. Our topic tonight is, what is real love? And we were talking, Sadie, before the musical break, about loving oneself. And one of the things you said that was so profound, that we attract who we are. And so in a real sense, we've got to really understand who we are. And something said, you said, oh, I think it was maybe two or three shows ago, I actually had occasion to repeat to two of my coworkers today, and I think he said it like this. He said, just because we get older does not mean that we grow up. Remember saying that?
I'm still a kid at heart, a big one.
And you know what? It's okay. I mean, some of us want to be like Peter Pan and not grow up. In some sense, I guess what I'm talking about is maturity. See, we can have a childlike spirit yet still be mature. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Yeah. And I think that it's difficult to build a relationship, A, and even more difficult, B, to build a relationship that's founded upon real love if we are not involved in a growthful process ourselves. And so I want to offer this to our listeners' consideration, that we really, if we're going to build a relationship of real love, we really got to be on the path of personal growth ourselves, in which we enhance the good, we transform the bad, and we minimize the ugly. If there
wow,
is ugly,
we transform
that
the bad. I love that. Transform
yeah.
the bad.
Yeah. Sadie, I'll give you a case in point. In my own life, listen, I used to stress about money, worry about money, and it was causing friction in my relationship. And that was bad. It wasn't ugly, you know what I'm saying, but it was bad. I had to transform that to the place where I reduced my anxiety, which was based on a whole number of things, which is too much to get into at this particular point in the show. Suffice it to say that I used to worry about money, right? So I had to look at myself and understand the basis of that and begin to transform that into a concern or a care about, but not worried about. Because what happened was it was really impeding my ability to build real love. So transform the bad, and then, of course, if we can, minimize or eliminate the other.
May I take a moment to break
sure.
down for our listeners what real love is?
Talk about it.
First and foremost, I want to say that real love is unconditional.
Unconditional.
Once you make that commitment, to love someone. As we said in the previous show, Michael and I, you have to use your mind, your heart, and your gut. And once two align up and you agree to move forward, then that is literally a commitment that you've made that you must see through. There's two things that you have to have present in a relationship in order for it to proceed forward and be successful. Those things are, you must always be giving and forgiving. If I was on my deathbed and my children were getting married and I had two words that I was able to say and I had to close my eyes and that was it, I would say giving and forgiving. Once you stop giving to your relationship and once you stop forgiving your partner, it's over.
You're right.
Human beings.
Say that again.
Okay. Once you stop giving to your relationship and forgiving your partner in your relationship is over. As long as you continue to give and forgive, you are moving forward. Human beings learn by making mistakes.
That's true. I made my share, girl. I could write a whole book on the mistakes that I made. Thankfully, I hope I've learned from them, but yeah, it's true.
I know me personally. I learned. I made a big mistake in the beginning of 2013, and I learned from that mistake, and that same mistake will not have its recourse because I'm bigger than that and I'm better than that. But
and you know
I
what?
I learn by having to make that mistake, by having to look stupid, by having to disappoint someone, by me making a mistake. But now I've learned, and that makes me better, and it makes things better. It makes the world better.
See, Sadie, you said something so profound. And it's this, and it's true. It's like, and listen, let me just say this to the Real Relevant and Real Family, I'm going to use an analogy about plants. Understand, I am not one who has what is called a green thumb. I mean, I have two plants in my office, and that's what begins and ends. At the same time, I have a basic understanding. If I stop watering my plants, they're going to die. If I stop giving, quote-unquote, water to those plants, they're going to die. It's the same in a relationship. You know, you wonder why people break up. You wonder why divorce happens. All other things being considered, one of both parties stops giving. And Stanley was so true. We live in a society, and I'm not going to get on the soapbox, believe me, I'm not. We live in a society where everybody's out for them. Everybody's on the come up. Everybody wants to turn up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to do them. And it is really corrosive to relationships because what happens is either we don't give or we give in order to get. And Stanley was right. Sadie, you're right. We have got to continue to give in our relationships without the expectations of return at one level. And then you're right, we got to forgive because somebody's going to do something to piss you off. Somebody's going to do something, you have a significant other mind. They're going to do something at some point in time to hurt our feelings. Most of the time, not intentionally, but you know what? I got to be honest. Every now and then, it's intentional, and we do have to forgive. I'm going to stop, Sadie. I'm going to let you keep talking. I'm sorry. I just had to respond to what you were saying.
The E-G-O destroys relationships. The EGO is pesticide to relationships.
Yeah, I like that. It's pesticide. It's like Raid sprayed on a roach.
Right. That's the weed. That's the weed. Yeah, it's the pesticide or weed killer. You know, you spray that weed killer on them things on your patio, and I mean, it just withers right away. That's what the ego does to a relationship. And when you're feeling insecure, and when you're feeling like you're giving too much and your partner's not doing enough, or if you feel like you might be being cheated on, and, oh, well, you know what, he was out till 6 o'clock or he was out till 7 o'clock and he said he'd be home by 4 o'clock, where was he? You know, I'm getting played. That is the ego. You have to remind yourself. It's not going to be easy. You know what? People who write the plays sometimes have a hard time executing them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that is where that self-awareness comes in. What is your goal? Your goal is to build a loving relationship. So when you're building a loving relationship, when you're baking a cake, you know if you put pepper in it, the cake is not going to be good. Pepper does not go in cake. Ego does not go in relationships. So when you add some ego, you already know you have the wrong recipe, and it's not going to come out right. The wrong ingredient, the recipe is not going to come out right. Do not add ego. When ego tries to go into your relationship, say, no, you don't belong here. I will save you for the workplace, or I will save you for a sales meeting, or I will save you for helping me reach goals outside of my relationship. The ego has no business in there. Save pepper for the eggs. Put sugar in the cake.
I like that. And you know, Sadie, it's funny because talking about loving that other person with respect to real love, building that perfect relationship, finding that partner. I think at some point we've got to learn to accept our partner, our significant other, our spouse, for who they are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's not saying that we always like it. You understand? Nobody's saying that you have to like everything about the person that you are building love with, but you got to come to the point, if you're going to be with them and build that perfect relationship that Sadie alluded to earlier, that at some point you accept who they are and let them develop and change as they commit to that process of growth, and likewise, as you commit to that process of growth, whoever's in the relationship, then you will in turn enhance the good, transform the bad, and eliminate the ugly. But you got to accept that person.
I can speak from personal experience. I am a complicated person. I am not the easiest person to be in a relationship with because I am different than any other woman you'll probably ever meet, meaning I love my freedom. Freedom is everything to me, and that's not easy for the average man to have a woman that just wants to be free and do what the hell she wants to do when she wants to do it. And I don't mean stepping out on my relationship because that's just naturally not in me. But it's hard for the average male ego. But I'm going to tell you right now, the average man is the same way. Freedom is number one on the chart. Freedom is number one to me. I have to have my freedom in a relationship.
I like that.
But I can tell you right now, for all the ladies out there listening, and some of you guys too, there is nothing like having a person love you for who you are. There's no greater gift that a person could bring to a relationship. People out there who, you know, you think you drop it and like it's hot, that's all good. But good sex comes a dime a dozen.
Mm.
I think we all know somebody right now we could call up that can blow our freaking brains tonight.
Bang our backs the fuck out.
No, seriously. We all know somebody that could just twist it out. Okay?
Talk, but, Sadie. Shut it off again, Sadie Shaw. Hey, Sadie, can I say this? Let me just say this real fast. And listen, this is vulgar, everybody. This is vulgar. Men, I'm talking to my brothers right now, and you got to excuse my use of the P word. This is real relevant and raw. A man who's like a father to me said this. He said, player, pussy's a penny a pound. All right, so what's that saying? I want to say that real fast. Like Sadie said, look, brothers, good sex, a dime a dozen. You understand
right.
What I'm saying? But
even
finding
ladies,
that woman.
Penis.
Go ahead, Sadie.
The other P, penis, dime a dozen. There's a, right. I mean, you got about, you know there's always going to be some good penis. There's always a phone call you can make, just get some penis that's off the meat rack. Penis that the next day you're sitting at your desk at work and they're like, what's wrong? You still thinking about the night before. But unfortunately, good pussy and good penis is not enough to decide to settle down with somebody.
Sadie, you know what? You know what, Sadie, we need to do a whole show on that. I don't know what the title is going to be. But it's the truth, and see, this is what I appreciate about this show. We keep, I sound like a Southern boy. Y'all know we keep it real. We keep it relevant. We keep it raw. Listen, and Sadie is right. And let me tell you something. I've had good sex. Okay, I've had phenomenal sex. I had this young lady I was dating who sexed me. I won't use the F word. Who sexed me like she was. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something real fast. And say that really I want you to ask the closing words. Listen, she sexed me like she was a porn star. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? But that woman was nutty. Ooh. As a fruitcake. I had to run
yeah.
the other way, yo. I'm just keeping it real. I got to keep it real, brother.
So I actually heard somebody say, why is that good pussy is always crazy pussy?
I don't know, yo. I don't know. You're right. But
I think it's the same thing with the guys, too. Seriously, there's always some crazy mofos that really know how to put it down. I mean, I'm talking about guys and now to put it down to make you have to pull your driver's license. Now I'm like, what's my name? What address?
Where do I live? What's my name? Hey, it's the truth. And so, all right, so listen. So, Sadie, we got a little bit less than 2 minutes, a little bit less than 3 minutes left. So,
all right, so I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'll make sure you know, you have your time, Michael.
Come on.
So I was saying that being on the end of having someone who loves you unconditionally, me personally, not being the easiest person to be in a relationship with, I can tell you right now, having someone who just lets you roam free, and when you decide to return back to them wherever they, you know, wherever you come from or end up, they're there, and they just let you be who you are. It's
exactly.
Priceless. I mean, it's better than a man who can take you on trips to Hawaii, who can send you a personal shopper. A man, for me, who will let me be free and be who I am and just love me for who I am and trust me, is more valuable than all of that. And for being on the flip side, I've been on the flip side as well. I had this woman I interviewed. She's been married to this man 40 years. I'm talking about a true motherfucking G.
A fucking motherfucking OG.
Yes. I mean, she's been married to a true G for 40 years. I'm talking about a real one.
Damn, bona fide, certified.
Yes, seriously, like Obama would give him a stamp of approval.
Damn.
Yeah, he could get the White House to stamp that. And I said to her, I said, how's he doing? She said, you know what? She said, I looked at him one day and said, he said, I'm going to wrap up. She said, this is the man I love. And if he changed, I might not love him the same. So I'm going to love him just the way he is.
Wow. You know what, Sadie, I'm going to tell you something. I can't even answer that. So let's let that be closing word for tonight's show. We want to thank everybody for listening to this topic, What is Real Love? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my phenomenal co-host.
Just the way he is.
Wow. And
Sadie Shark.
Sadie Shark. And as you know, Real Relevant Raw broadcasts every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank all of our listeners. We want to thank Stanley for calling in tonight. Everybody listening live right now, thank you so much. And everyone who will be listening on the archive, we really appreciate the support that you give to the show, and we hope and we pray that we will always give you the very best in relationship content. So, that said, everybody, peace. See you next week.
Peace out.
Same time, real, relevant, and raw. Have a good night.